Welcome! Today we're walking through Dubrovnik, Croatia, with a little more patience than the usual postcard demands. The walls matter, of course, but this is a city best understood by widening the frame. See, slopes, neighborhoods, meals, and pauses. If you have a short first visit planned, think of this as a gentle way to balance the celebrated old town with the places that make Dubrovnik feel lived in. We'll keep the plan flexible, because weather, crowds, and transport can all reshape a day. Dubrovnik often arrives first as contrast. Pale limestone catches the light, the Adriatic opens in an intense band of blue, and the old town appears remarkably contained behind its fortifications. Then you enter, and the scale changes. Lanes tighten, steps rise, and voices echo softly off stone. Straton, the broad main street, gives you a useful first orientation. It is handsome and busy, with the city's grand facades laid out clearly. But don't mistake it for the whole experience. A turn uphill or downhill quickly brings you into smaller passages with laundry, shutters, doorways, and everyday movement. The old town can feel thrillingly concentrated, especially when visitors arrive in large numbers. That intensity is real, and there is no prize for pretending otherwise. The trick is to notice when your energy starts following the crowd, then deliberately step toward a quieter lane, a waterside bench, or an unhurried coffee. You'll also feel Dubrovnik in your legs. The historic core is pedestrian, but it is not flat. Smooth stone, stairs, and slopes are part of its character. Comfortable shoes are less glamorous than a perfect outfit, but they may be the single best decision you make. When the streets become visually dense, seek height. A viewpoint does more than provide a photograph. It explains the geography. From above, you can see why Dubrovnik feels so dramatic. Walls tracing the edge of land, roofs gathered tightly within them, and the coastline unfolding beyond. Mount Zardistrok is the broadest visual frame for the city. Looking down from its slopes, the old town stops being a maze and becomes a small, vivid settlement between rock and water. The islands and coastline begin to make sense too, and the sea feels less like a backdrop than a rote. There are different ways up, and the practical details can change with season, weather, maintenance, and demand. Check locally before committing to a particular route or return plan. If conditions are clear, linger rather than rushing through. The changing light can be as memorable as the first reveal. A quieter perspective can also be much closer to town. Find a terrace, a path with a partial view, or a point above the roofs where you are not trying to capture everything. Dubrovnik rewards incomplete views. A bell tower, a strip of water, and one bright wall can be enough. To soften the old town's intensity, step outside it. Ploče, east of the walls, offers a graceful waterfront approach and some of those classic views back toward the fortified city. It can feel polished and scenic, but it also gives you breathing room between the sea and the stone. Lapad has a different mood, more space, a peninsula feel, beaches and promenades, and a slower evening rhythm. It is useful if you want to trade tight lanes for a waterfront walk. You are still in Dubrovnik, but the city seems to exhale a little. Grush is especially valuable for seeing practical Dubrovnik. Around the harbor and market area, ferries, buses, deliveries, residents, and travelers all cross paths. It may not deliver the same instant drama as the old town, but it offers texture and ordinary working rhythm beneath the destination's famous image. None of these areas needs to become a checklist. Choose the one that suits your day. Ploče for views, Lapad for a relaxed waterside reset, Grush for harbor life and connections. That simple choice can make a short visit feel less like a queue of sights. If the city has started to feel enclosed, a day on the water can change the entire tempo. The nearby Elafiti Islands are a natural possibility, offering a quieter counterpoint of coves, small settlements, paths, and open horizons. The pleasure is often the crossing itself. Don't treat an island outing as an obligation. It works best when you want less stone and more sea, and when the conditions cooperate. Ferry routes and seasonal services vary, so check current local information, including the return journey, rather than relying on an old itinerary. Choose one island or one simple route instead of trying to collect them all. Leave time to walk without a target, sit near the water, and have a quiet lunch. A modest day can be more restorative than an ambitious one with too many transfers. Food here follows the coast. Look for fresh seafood, simply grilled fish, olive oil, and dishes that let the ingredients stay clear. Black risotto, darkened with cuttlefish ink, is a memorable choice if you enjoy a deeper, briny flavor rather than something delicate. Regional wines can make a meal feel rooted in the landscape, especially alongside fish or vegetables. But the setting matters too. A restaurant just beyond the busiest lanes, where you can sit without being hurried. may give you more of Dubrovnik than the most conspicuous table on the main route. A useful habit is to eat at a slightly off-peak hour when you can. Ask calmly about the day's catch or a local preparation, and let the meal take time. You needn't chase a grand culinary story at every sitting. Bread, olive oil, fish, and sea air can be plenty. For a short stay, let your first day be about orientation. Walk Stradun, take a few side lanes, and choose one major old town experience without stacking too much around it. A quieter morning or a later part of the day often feels better than forcing everything into the busiest middle hours. On the next day, make your escape route intentional. Go up Mount SRD stroke if access and weather suit you, or spend time in Ploch, Lapad, or Gresh. If you have another full day and the sea calls, use it for an Olafidi outing after checking local services. Most importantly, leave an unclaimed pocket of time. Dubrovnik is a place where an overlooked stairway, a harborside pause, or a meal that runs long can become the memory you keep. A flexible itinerary is not empty planning. It is room for the city to answer back. For many travelers, the shoulder seasons offer the gentlest balance, generally pleasant conditions, a livelier but less compressed city, and more space to move at your own pace. That is a tendency, not a guarantee, so pack for changing weather and check conditions close to travel. Within the historic core, walking is the point, though buses help connect outer areas and ferries open the water. Airport transfers require a little advanced thought. A car is usually of limited use around the pedestrian old town, where narrow streets, slopes, and parking make simplicity more valuable. The most useful Dubrovnik takeaway is simple. Pair the famous walls with time beyond them. Look up from Mount SRD stroke, look outward across the water, and look sideways into neighborhoods where the city's daily rhythm becomes easier to hear. Keep voices low in residential lanes, dress respectfully at religious sites, avoid blocking narrow streets, and carry your waste away from the coast. Travel lightly, leave room in the plan, and let Dubrovnik breathe. Thanks for listening, and safe travels.